Amy Levere has developed simultaneous careers as a singer and an actress. She played the rockabilly singer Wanda Jackson in the Johnny Cash biopic Walk the Line and had a small role in director Craig Brewer's Black Snake Moan earlier this year. Now she's released her second album called Anchors and Anvils. It's produced by Jim Dickinson, who has worked with everyone from Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones to The Replacements. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
He didn't come home to the light of the day. He wasn't with her, he would say. They fought through the morning and all of the day. She'd have to kill him to get him to stay. Killing him didn't make the love go away. 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 She gave him
Amy Levere gets things off with a bang on Anchors and Anvils with Killing Him, a revenge song in which a woman who sounds suspiciously like a stand-in for Amy Levere says she murdered her duplicitous boyfriend. But, as she says in the wistful refrain, killing him didn't make her love go away. And if it's one thing Amy Levere knows from, it's wistfulness. Her languid voice drips the stuff.
Pointless drinking. Where does it end? Begin. Who are your friends? Who are your foes? You'll never know long as you go. Pointless drinking till it sounds like they're all speaking poorly in Spanish. Who do you wish would totally vanish? It's only you and all you can do. I'm not an actor, but I act like I am. I really am awful, but I act like I'm not. Pretending my days hold the value of gold, when they only hold one thing and it's all that I've got. Pointless drinking.
Like the recent song from another Amy, Amy Winehouse, and her tune Rehab, Levere sings about substance abuse habits that she understands aren't good for her, but which help numb the pain of bad romance. In other words, that song's title, Pointless Drinking, gets it slightly wrong. There is a point to her drinking, it's just not very healthy. Maybe this is one reason Jim Dickinson, producer of bad boy dissolutes like The Replacements and Big Star, as well as a keyboardist who's accompanied Aretha Franklin and the Rolling Stones, was drawn to Levere's music. She's a philosophical screw-up who likes a little walking on the wild side with fiddles. That's Amy Levere covering an obscure Carla Thomas tune called That Beat. Like much of the album's music, it makes a hash of different genres, mixing R&B with country and a loping rock and roll, with a variety of time signatures, such as the waltz and the blues. Amy Levere was born in the Southwest, has lived in Detroit and Nashville, and now Memphis, which is where she connected with producer Dickinson. He brings out the best in her voice, which is tiny and delicate, even as her phrasing is wry and barbed.
I found a bow and a little wooden arrow in a store that was full of nothing that I was there for. I bought it for a song I had saved up in a pocket, and I tucked it in my coat like a sniper with a rocket. I walked around the cold, cold town, just a maiden on a mission, consumed with ideas of revenge and redemption. But you gotta learn to shoot first if you're aiming to kill.
As an actress, LaVere has yet to really prove herself. She barely registered as brassy Wanda Jackson in Walk the Line. But as a singer in her own eclectic style, Amy LaVere uses anchors and anvils to establish herself as a Sly Boots, a throwback to pre-rock styles who nonetheless fits right into the cut-up, patchwork, assemblage pop culture we all live in right now.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Anchors and Anvils by Amy LaVere.
I've forgotten all the rest. You to me were true. You to me were the best.